Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Lisa's Spring Renewal 10-Day Detox Meditation. This is Jean Morgan Compton, and I'm going to be doing the detox along with you, so I'm really excited about that, and I'm happy that Lisa asked me to do a meditation for all of you to go along with her spring detox. So we're going to start with the breath. I always start with a breath. It renews and refreshes us and brings us, most importantly, back to the present. So you can do this meditation sitting down, lying down, while you're taking a walk, wherever you're more comfortable and, you know, you have some stillness around you. And I always start by doing three deep breaths, in for seven, holding for seven, and out for seven, and always inhaling through the nose and out through the mouth. And on that third breath, I always like to take a little bit of extra breaths at the top just to fill the lungs a little more fully. And on that third breath, on the exhale, to exhale audibly. So you really feel a release. So we'll start with the breath. So we're going to breathe in through seven through the nose. Hold for seven. And release through the mouth. And as you're doing your breaths, through seven, holding for seven and out for seven, I want you to feel your lungs and fully inflating and fully deflating on the exhale. And on the third time, just like that, inhaling, holding for seven, a little bit extra breath there, and on the exhale, doing it audibly, feeling that release, using as much sound as you'd like. So spring detox. This is the perfect time for doing a detox. Another cycle, spring cycle. We're decluttering, we're cleansing. Maybe we're doing some spring cleaning of our homes. We're getting back into the deep, dark corners that maybe we couldn't see during the winter months. And we're doing the same thing with the cleanse. So doing the same thing with the body. And as I'm talking to you, you don't have to think so much about your breath, but just be relaxed. Your breath may become more shallow. Just relax and listen to my words. So we're going from darkness to light also in the spring, and we're having less darkness, shorter days of darkness, longer days of light. So with the cleanse, we're cleansing not only the body, but the mind as well, with the breath. It's a renewal, starting fresh with new ideas. Maybe we're thinking about new ventures, re-energizing with these longer days where we have more light. We're flushing out those dark, short, dark winter days. So we're flushing out, emptying out, and emptying out fully so that we can make room for the new. So we're going into this deepest, darkest corners of our body too, and for a profound cleanse, a full cleanse. Don't be surprised if you get more clarity. Don't be surprised if you get more alert. And new ideas come to you for new projects. New people to meet. Maybe new learning. It's a time for you to become fully refreshed and alert. As I said, we're going with the cycles, the spring cycle. So it's a brand new spring, and this is like a brand new you too, this growth cycle. But we want to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves so that can be a sustainable growth. This is really you time. This is me time. I'm going to be doing this along with you. So important to take time for ourselves because we're so busy taking care of other people. And we can't really fully take care of anyone else unless we're taking good care of ourselves. So that's why detox and cleansing is so important. This is you time. Time to revamp, renew yourself, re-energize yourself. So you can strategize, maybe plan. But most importantly, just to be present, to be fully present, to have more energy, to get in touch with your deepest desires, your deepest knowledge of yourself. Maybe it's been buried along with the winter, maybe it's been buried or just hidden, forgotten. So you're getting back in touch with that. Get back in touch with yourself. But with the renewal, you're doing it with a new sense of vision, new insights, new perspective. And I want you to think of it as not depriving yourself. Because at the beginning, I'm sure we're all going to have feelings that we're being deprived of our favorite treats and food and drink and comfort foods, and it might be a bit of a strain at first, which I would like you to replace the idea of deprivation with the idea of that you're giving yourself a break, giving your body a break, giving your mind a break, so that you can get clear, cleanse, getting clear. And remember that we're going to be doing this together, so you're not going through this alone. And as you start to come back to your breath, whereas it's been more shallow, you kind of start to increase the length and the depth of your breaths. Come back to your body's sensation. If you've been sitting or lying down, feeling your toes and fingers and wriggling the muscles of your face, come alive a little bit. Feeling the breath go in, the diaphragm lowering, the lungs filling, the diaphragm lifting up and pressing out all the stale air. Coming back to your normal breaths, in other words. So I just want you to know that I'm really looking forward to doing the cleanse. I'm looking forward to doing it with you all and knowing that you'll all be out there and that Lisa will be leading us all through it. I know I need it. I bet you we all probably need it a bit. And so excited for this, and I hope that this meditation you will find helpful. Even if you can come back to the breath during times of, say, where you're feeling deprived or anxious or strained, just remember to come back to the breath. Even those three deep breaths can bring you amazing clarity, bring you back into the present. That's what's so important, just bring you back to the present and why you're doing this. You're doing it for you. You're not depriving yourself, but you're giving yourself a break. And we're all doing it together. So thanks, everyone. And this has been Jean Morgan Compton. And looking forward to doing this with all of you. Have a great day.